I love that.
Brand preference.
So what's your controversial, like, brand that, like, what's one of them that you're like, I refuse to eat this?
I think, well, I don't know. I was going to say the first one we could probably talk about is frozen pizzas.
Yeah, mine's food oriented too.
Yeah, no, I was definitely going there as well.
You want to go, Jer?
To me, from a frozen pizza standpoint, I think I literally eat anything, and I don't know why, but the ones that I don't think I'd ever personally buy, I don't know why I don't like them, but Red Baron and... What's like the one
that I'm gonna fight
Totino's,
you?
Totino's, the square one.
Are they like small? Or like, do they have the party pizza?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
That's like a guilty pleasure where you're like,
yeah,
I want to spend $1 on this shitty pizza that I used to eat when I was drunk in college and reminisce.
That's Jack's for me.
Oh, I love Jack's.
Oh, Jack as being good. I thought you were saying that you don't like Jack's.
No, like that's to me that I guess would be your Totino's. Like it's
like
the
guilty
cheap
pleasure,
but it's good to me. Even though the crust is cardboard,
it is cardboard. There was one time in college in my engineering class, like we had to build a tractor pretty much, and we took it to a competition in Illinois. Yeah, it's kind of cool. We raided Walmart for food because we didn't really know what we wanted to do. And somebody brought like a propane grill and we made those Totino pizzas on the grill and it turned out like crap, but that's all we had to eat. So
you're like,
we're all broke. We already spent money on it. Yeah. It's kind of fun. Now for frozen pizzas, I love Jack's. The like alternate to that would be like, I can't do Roma.
You can't do Roma. No, I don't think I like that brand either, though.
I don't like Roma. I did it a lot in college because I needed that extra, you know, $5 I was spending on like five frozen pizzas for my grocery trip. Because that's all I freaking eat in college is frozen pizza. And I just
corn
can't,
dogs,
I can't
shout
do it anymore.
Out Alex.
I think it would be, for me, it would be the one you just said, Roma.
Roma.
Tombstone.
Can I add, hold on, that you do not like?
Do not like.
Okay.
And then.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Tombstone guy either.
Totino's. But doesn't Totino's make the pizza rolls?
Totino's does make the pizza rolls. I mess with pizza rolls.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
Pizza rolls.
Different product.
Bagel bites.
Way different product.
I guess. Yeah, it's like, I don't like Totino's pizza, but I'm totally fine with their pizza.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's because there's more crust to it. I guess. Like literally crust.
On the flip end, like you starting to get in like the different, like this is kind of like you work from one side of the frozen pizza section all the way down to the end. And it's like they like purposely do that because you get more expensive as you keep walking down. I love like Target has their Good and Gather brand, like of various flavors. Mm-hmm. Those slap. Bellatoria.
Bellatoria.
Yeah. Something like
that. I know what you're talking about.
Those are good change of pace. Mm-hmm. And then, there's another brand in the same section.
DiGiorno?
I'm not a huge DiGiorno guy.
I don't know if I've ever had a DiGiorno
just
pizza.
Feels floppy.
To me, I think it is now, well, I guess I probably could have always afforded the nicer pizza, but I'm always like, oh, well, I'd rather buy more, so I'm going to buy the cheap ones. But, like, to me, if I was going to splurge on a frozen pizza, like, I think back in the day it would be a DiGiorno.
Yeah.
But I think today it would be, like, the Lots of Matzahs, the brew pubs of the world. I think Lots of Matzah is brew pub.
The best.
Yeah, George, I agree. Lots of Matzah.
The best frozen pizzas are like the ones that don't have the thick crust to me.
I would agree.
So, but I do like the Lots of Matzahs. I do like the Heggie's pizzas. I do like, what's the other like brand? You mentioned Seventh Ave in Minnesota here. Those slap. Those are all great. I love frozen pizzas. It's just
but to me, they're the same thing.
Epitome of success.
They're just a frozen pizza with just a shit ton of cheese.
That's all Lots of Matzah is.
Yeah, but
and
like
brew pub.
You get the different
7th Ave or Heggie's.
And Heggie's and 7th Ave.
But then you get the different ones. Like the greatest part about Lots of Matzah and Heggie's is that like you get Heggie's got that Inferno pizza, mm-hmm. slaps. Lots Matzah has the buffalo chicken.
Yeah.
There's that chicken Alfredo. There's breakfast pizzas. Like those are so good. Those are so good.
And I think you're always able to find a small child doing fundraising with Heggie's pizza that will come to your house being like, you need to buy all of this.
You're like, sure. I'm like, take my money. Do you sell freezers too? Because I'm going to need a bigger one.
Except I will say, because I don't think it was recorded to begin with, but I think that Heggie's taste best when they are made on like a bar pizza oven. Because it's like broiling them and you have to burn the shit out of it. Period. End of discussion. I would try a lots of matzo that way. But if I have to make it in the oven, like at our house, it just sometimes the middle doesn't get done. I just don't think it's very consistent.
So the best way that I found it
pretty
is sometimes like directly on the rack, depending on how confident you are.
Yeah. No pizza stone on those.
And then or like, you know.
Or
like
a
plate underneath or whatever.
Yeah.
Set it to like 15 degrees above what they actually recommended for. And then like add like 3 minutes. And then like the last 3 minutes, broil the top out of it.
That's a good
And
idea.
Then that gets like, Megan and I, or my wife, we figured that process out.
My wife.
Pretty much what you are describing is saying, I want my pizza made at a place that is not my house that has a broken oven that just burns the shit out of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see the problem.
I don't.
I'm not saying there's a problem. I'm just
saying
that.
I don't get it.
Sounds like the proper way to cook a pizza.
Not at my house, and it's somebody else's problem. I just get to eat it. I love it.
Separately from pizza, but we're going to move over an aisle in the refrigerated section. Cheeses. I can't do off-brand cheese.
Interesting.
I used to
store brand. You mean you can't?
It's Tillamook or nothing.
Interesting.
I can't do like.
What are you bougie?
I got a taste of it and I can't go back.
That was it.
Like it's so much. It feels so much less processed.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to look at the ingredients in the back, but like, holy, I can't go back. It's good. And yeah, I'm a believer.
Interesting.
So, I like good cheese. Shopping carts in the. Shopping
I personally would like
section.
To put my thoughts about cheese in the ring if I am able to, Jeremy, before you switch the topic. Personally, I do love really good cheese. Like, I love really good cheese, but I will say that I go through like spurts of like using a bunch of cheese, like eating like cheese on everything. And then like I'll go for a long time and it's like, oh, I don't really have cheese at home. I won't eat cheese. Like, it's fine. But I will eat any cheese, any brand, anything. If it's on sale, I'll eat it.
Oh, man, I just can't compromise on that anymore.
That being said, the only way to make a proper grilled cheese is with singles.
I've seen the light, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Use like instead of singles, although like the processed, it gets it like a little bit more creamy on the inside.
Yeah.
Like using mayonnaise on the outside
instead of butter.
And then that makes it a little bit more silky. And then on the inside, go get like the like the cut of cheese like from the deli.
Well,
get that stuff instead. You have to cook it to a higher temperature because it's not processed. So like it takes a little bit longer for it to like get to that melty point.
Yeah.
Layer that shit on once it's there. That's, oh man, it's so much better.
For me, I think I'm on your side with like really
Who's
any.
Your, my side?
Yes. Any cheese works. There are a couple.
I'll fight you guys.
Bring it. Actually, I don't think we've ever had, what's the brand you said? Tillamook?
Yeah.
I've seen it before. I don't think we've ever had it.
So good.
I think it's just one of the things that I'm fine with eating anything. I don't call it string cheese because I don't know if my
snack cheese.
Yeah. There's a
cheese
couple
sticks.
Yeah.
Like pepper jack ones that I've gotten. I'm like, yeah, I don't like this. But yeah, for me, any cheese works.
Tillamook has those too, so you should try those.
Mm.
Maybe I've tried theirs.
You've tried Sargento's.
Sargento's.
Before.
Yeah, Sargento's a pretty good brand too. The one thing that did it for me is that my wife and I make pizzas at home sometimes. So we'll get like we don't do our own crust or anything, but just get the pre-made one. And we always get Target brand cheese. And then we got Tillamook cheese and like the Target brand stuff, like it doesn't, when it melts, it like melts weird. And yeah. then when it burns, like it doesn't get golden brown. It just burns.
Yeah.
But the Tillamook stuff is like.
So you did your own little experiment.
Yeah. Well, because we started off with like the Target brand's got the big bag. It's on yep. sale. Just get that.
More bang for your buck.
And then one time we just accidentally had a lot of Tillamook stuff. We're like, try that. And just never going back.
But the thing I was going
to. Yeah. Do you want to move your cart to a different part of the is, store?
And this is more tied to me, but I remember when like we first started dating.
You and I, not Brandon and you.
Yes.
Well.
I just need.
There's a time you don't know about.
Right.
I remember being at your aunt and uncle's house, mm-hmm. and your uncle said that like he's willing to pay the higher price to get Heinz ketchup.
Yes.
And I was like, that was like interesting to me. And then like once we started to live together, you were always like, why don't you just buy like the name brand yogurt? And I
asked why you only buy the name brand yogurt.
Oh, okay. And I was like, okay, the best way for me to explain this is like what your uncle said. I'm like, I just like Yoplait yogurt. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing I'm willing to spend more money on.
But so I said, okay.
And now I've branched out and like tried others. And
yeah.
there's some that I'm like, okay, this isn't bad, but I'm still kind of a strictly Yoplait guy.
It's like a mini grocery cast.
Yeah.
So then back on this topic of like, you're willing to pay more for this, which is yours is yogurt. You have a specific thing that you like, but I will say like, you do try other yogurts. Like there's a lot of those like flip ones or whatever that have like the toppings on it that you've been trying recently.
Yeah. Those Chobani ones are pretty good.
Yo, this is kind of me bashing a competitor of the company I work for, but Yoplait just came out. Because it's owned by General Mills, but it's Yoplait yogurt, and it has cereal toppers. So they had, like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms. I didn't try the Cocoa Puffs, which that one it would probably be fine. But they suck.
Good.
They have a Trix one, and I was telling someone at work this week about it, and I'm like, honestly, the only one that was slightly good was the Lucky Charms, and it was only when I got a marshmallow. And I'm like,
I mean, isn't that the best about Lucky Charms? That's the only good part about
but
it.
But yeah, like, the only good part.
I think it's because it's the reason why I didn't like it is it's taking the cereal piece and making it soggy.
Mm.
And I'm like, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch one tasted good from like a taste standpoint, but then the cereal piece got in
texture.
There. And I'm just like, I kind of wish I worked for General Mills right now to just be like, guys, this thing fucking sucks. For me, kind of talking about like the thing I'm willing to pay more on, mm-hmm. but also not pay more on is like sneakers. Like there's people who, for the example here, would be like the Jordan 1. They're willing to pay over retail to get the color they want. Where I'm like, I just want a pair of Jordan 1s, and I'm only going to get it if I can get a pair at retail price.
These are the Jordan 1s.
So I'm like, this is a higher end item, but I'm not willing to overpay for it.
Shoes are one thing that I don't underspend on shoes, but I also just like, I don't know, I'm stylistically, like I'll get the pair that I want. Like,
mm-hmm. You're practical about it.
Yeah, I like nice shoes, but I really don't try to spend more than $60 like if I really can avoid it, just mm-hmm. because you can find shoes that are pretty close. And I'm not a sneakerhead, so like that obviously is why. But I don't know. You're going to run out of them in a year, or they're going to get dirty.
Yeah.
And just like they're all, you know, daily wears.
Right.
You can find one on sale that's pretty similar and just kind of move on.
I would say like, in me personally, I kind of am viewing it a little bit both, where like, if this is a, like, if I want, you know, a designer shoe, but I'm not going to pay, you know, $600 for a pair of shoes that like I'll wear rarely or like I'll wear out immediately, that if I find like a knockoff or something like at Target or, I don't know, just like anywhere, some sketchy website that advertised on Instagram, because I'm a sucker for Instagram ads, like, and they're way cheaper, I'll just buy that. But on the other side of that, I do think that there is certain times where I'm like, this is the color and the shoe that I want, or like, this is what I really am looking for, that I would splurge for it. For example, here in Minnesota, it snows. Surprise. And there's,
what?
I know, there was this pair of boots that I really wanted. They were like wedged boots and they were like $200. And I'm like, oh, like, do I buy them? Do I not buy them? Like, what? But they were the color I wanted. They were everything that I wanted. Granted, I asked for them for Christmas. However, like, that was something that I'm like, this is worth splurging for.
And to me, that is a higher amount for a pair of footwear.
Oh, $200?
I don't want to get in the middle of something
I'm supposed to be in the middle of. I'm just saying that, like,
I felt the tension there. There's something.
No, like, I'm not saying, like,
anything. This isn't the marriage cast, yeah. Okay? This isn't marriage counseling.
I'm not saying anything in regards to the price, but I'm like, there are shoes that come out that are, like, $500. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's like, if I bought a pair of shoes that cost that much, I would be so terrified to wear them. So, like, the shoes that I buy, and, like, every pair of shoe I've bought except for the Fruity Pebbles ones, I intend on wearing
in my Your Ric Flair ones you said you will never wear.
That's because...
Checkmate.
There's two. Except the Ric Flair ones would probably be the first ones of the two that I would potentially wear. But it's just more of like, I do not see shoes as an investment. Like, it's mm-hmm. going to be something I'm going to wear. And if I scuff it, crease it, I don't care. Like, it's a shoe. That's what it was meant to be done.
Do you guys ever get, like, non-name brand shoes? Like, I try to stick to, like, Nike or Adidas or, like kind of the, like hiking.
Quality.
Yeah, quality, like, quality or brands. Like, for hiking, I try to stick to, like, Columbia or Merrill or, you know, some of the...
Keen! Wait, are those just sandals?
No, the Keen has hiking boots, too.
Shout out to Mitch, because he's good. Probably wearing his Keens.
I try to stick, like, if I get shoes, mm-hmm. they're name brand, but they're just on sale. Like, yeah. I don't go to, like Target has, like, a, you know, a different pair of shoe. Like,
for example, Birkenstocks, okay?
Yeah, Birks.
Birkenstocks, you can get the real thing, or you can go to Walmart, Target, literally any store, and they probably have a knockoff Birkenstock.
I just get the, for shoes, I always get, like, the name brand or the higher quality, just because... Mm-hmm. Those are one thing that, like, a wearable item that the knockoff or, like, the not name brand just wears through too quickly. Absolutely. So, like, it doesn't, to me, that does, like, shoes particularly, that's just not really worth it, because mm-hmm. you're just going to be buying more.
Yeah. I mean, I completely agree. Like, shoes that I wear all the time, like tennis shoes, running shoes, all that running that I do. Like, my sandals that I wear in the summertime or, you know, whatever, if I wear them a lot and I know I'm going to use them all the time and they're kind of like simple, fashionably simple, I will definitely spend the money on it. And I will say that a lot of the time they're probably on sale or like I had a coupon code or something.
All about them coupes.
Yeah. But I will say, like, otherwise, like, fashionable shoes, like high heels for me personally, I don't know about all of y'all where you buy your high heels, but like heels, flats, things that I know, like, I'm not going to wear all the time or things that kind of come and go in fashion and in my style sense, I'll go to, you know, the store down there. I'll buy a $10 pair of shoes because I know, like, I'll probably wear it twice.
You're going to wear for a couple hours. Whatever. Your feet are going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You're going to take them off anyway.
Exactly.
Or like really for a picture.
Yeah. If they get ruined, whatever. Yeah. I'm not spending a lot of money on it. It'll be okay.
I think that's my dress shoe philosophy. Mm-hmm. Like, I always told people, I think the act of shining shoes is like really cool, but I don't really know how to do it. Mm-hmm. So... And most of the time that I wear dress shoes, it's for a wedding. And it's like, I'm going to be dancing and like there's outdoor weddings now. So I'm going to be putting it through hell.
Actually, so, I spent money for whose wedding? Oh, it was the shoes for your wedding. I actually like got a pretty nice pair for, and I think I've worn them like I wore them at my brother's wedding where it like downpoured and they got so like they were like white from like, I don't know, like the gravel or whatever was in the water. And I took them out a couple months later and was like, oh, dang, I wore them for Rob's wedding too. And I was like, geez, these things are like, these things been, and I just wore them this a couple times this past year. And I'm gonna wear them again in a couple weeks. I actually spent up like for them. And I think I've gotten like I have buffed it out a little bit, not like the actual shining process, but like it was only like $100 for like those shoes or like maybe like eight or nine, like somewhere in that range. Yep. I've actually got like a pretty good use like out of spending up for it. So I don't know, like, cause I know you use Groupon for shoes. I'm not sure like if yours have like withheld that test, like, but most of the time, cause I like taking your advice on that front, just like with Mariah's, it's not going to be a pair of shoes that you wear daily, but so you might as well, like, so it doesn't matter if it's comfortable, so you might as well just not spend a lot of money on it. So I'm kind of curious, like, how the Groupon, are those like a one and done kind of thing, or like what, how much do you get out of them?
I have like one pair that I still have that are Groupon, but I just don't wear dress shoes.
Yeah, that's fair.
And it might also like be good to take into account when you wear a pair of cheap shoes, you kind of are like, meh, like screw it, it'll be fine, I don't care. Whereas like if you know your shoes are expensive, hence like, I mean, I work with middle schoolers and they're always walking around funny because they don't want to crease their shoes. Like you take care of expensive shoes more than you do like a $10 pair of shoes. Oh, yeah. Also, yeah,
that's
like,
fair.
Like the I'd probably say my most prominent recent dress shoes are a pair I bought in college from Aldo, which I think is
it's higher, a good name.
Yeah. I think I paid like $100. They were like, it was Black Friday. And those have lasted me like 7-ish years.
Right on.
But I've paid to get them shined.
Yeah. Okay.
So you take care of
them. Yeah. So, but my Groupon philosophy was like, if for weddings, like buy a pair of black ones, buy a pair of brown ones, have them be like your wedding shoes. Obviously, if it's like maybe a family wedding where you're not going to be going as crazy, you can wear a nicer pair. But if it's like, if it's an outdoor wedding and you don't really want to have to deal with, like, buy the pair of $20 Groupon brown shoes. If you stand next to a kid who has $100 ones,
they look the same.
Yeah,
they look
the same. Smart.
And at the end of the year or after like 10 weddings,
wedding season,
it's like, okay, you throw them out and you spend another $20. And this person you were standing next to just paid $100. Like, that was my recommendation. But yeah, I would say shoes, mattresses, pillows are like the things where it's like,
pay up for.
Yeah,
definitely.
Mattress for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I have never had a new mattress before in my entire life. They've always been like hand-me-downs.
Same.
I guess I think I had brand new bunk beds when I was a kid.
I actually had Jeremy's old bed for through college.
Nice.
And I was gifted that bed as well.
That was hand me down. I'm pretty sure that's in my parents' house right now.
Oh, nice. More hand me downs.
Yeah.
It's like the sisterhood of the traveling bed.
But I had never had a new mattress. And so when we bought our new house and moved in, our one thing was like, we're going to get a nice mattress. And I knew going into it, it was not going to be cheap. And I knew the whole time, I'm like, I don't want to hear numbers the whole time. I want to pick a bed that we both feel comfortable in. We're both in agreement that this is what we want. And then in the end, they told me the price and I about shit my pants. But I was like, okay, we're going to get good sleep. Sleep is super important. And it's an investment. Like, I was okay with that.
Yeah, the first thing that, or one of the first purchases that we had was buying two new mattresses for our two bedrooms. Yep. And I think, and also paying up, like tacking on to like I like mattresses and I don't know the other two items on your list. I throw furniture on that too. Yeah. So like in when we bought our new mattresses, we also bought nice like bed frames to go with them and not like the rinky dink, like I don't know, Target.
Just headboard.
Yeah, just headboard or like, you know, like Target brand or like IKEA cheap that's gonna break in a couple years and throw it away. Like the one thing that my wife and I don't compromise on is like cheap furniture anymore. Just because I don't know, more of like a philosophy on wood conservation. And if you get a nice piece of furniture and you take good care of it, it's never going to go bad.
Right.
Like unless you set your drinks on it and spill it or, you know, a pet tears it up, but even at that, buff it out, paint over it. Like it should be fine. Cheap stuff. Like you can't do that with IKEA furniture. No. You know,
if it's
like
composite
that,
wood, you cannot do that.
That's, You buy it, it's broken, you throw it away.
Yeah.
And that's, it has its small purpose, but it's a waste of wood and it kills the environment. So, like, just don't do that.
Yeah.
That's my recommendation. But that furniture is another one that I throw onto that list too.
And I will say, like, we have been very much into like upcycling furniture as we just got done saying, I mean, Jeremy.
Yeah. No, I saw that when I walked in.
Got a new, like, little bar cart. Free off Facebook Marketplace.
It's an end table.
Okay, whatever.
I think it looks good for whatever it's being used for.
Yeah, which currently it is holding all of Jeremy's liquor. And it looks good in his office. Like, I thought it looked really well in here. And I will say, like, we kind of went a little crazy at one point being like, this is free on Facebook Marketplace. Let's go pick it up. So we get super fixated, like hyper fixated on things. Furniture upcycling was one of my hyper fixations. And so we would just like get a bunch of like furniture in here. There's five is that upcycled? That one
is your desk?
No.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Definitely four. Is that chair?
No.
Okay. So four.
This one is not. So like four upcycled pieces in here that I do say, like, one thing we look for, if it's something I'm like, it's not good quality, it's crappy wood or whatever. And I will say that we have found some gems in there where you're like, wow, this is like, we got an Amish furniture hutch thing that we're going to use for a bar in the basement because that's what it looks like. But splurge, I would say, like, getting a good couch, that was that was a good thing that we needed to do too, which was an impulse buy, but beside the point.
One other item that I always pay up for is technology.
Mm-hmm.
So like, and I was really bad at this in college because I just wanted something that would work.
Yep.
Like I'd always try to find a good deal or like see which one would be the best on Amazon. But like headphones, I can't do cheap headphones. Mm-hmm. I there's like a part of my brain that just breaks when I hear something that's like being played and it sounds like shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to spend up. Like same thing with like phones or like, MP3 players, like I love my dad to death, but like he is the exact opposite on that front.
He still has like his Zune from 2008.
He doesn't have it. Would just
2008.
Every time that we got like an MP3 player, it wasn't the iPod. It was an MP3 player, and it was like the bottom shelf one, you know, at Best Buy, and it was just, here you go.
Yeah,
it works, and you're like, you are correct. It does work.
To be fair, for your father, when you are a child, things break.
That drives me insane because that fits for my brother, but that does not fit for me.
But that's also a learning tool too. Like,
hey man,
yeah,
I'm doing fine over here. Why are we equal? This isn't how this should work.
Yeah.
But that's one thing. Like, I like to spend up. Like, for like growing up, Xbox controllers, for instance, like, or like, you know, gaming controllers. You can always tell the difference between like the shit on GameStop again, the GameStop one versus
best part of that episode. Let's go
versus,
Brandon.
You know, a non GameStop one. It has its place, but it like one breaks in 4 minutes. Yeah. So that's, technology is one where I guess like I like to find deals on Amazon, like to see this. It's not crap. It's got good reviews, but it's cheaper. Yeah. I'll do that, but not like just bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
Tech. I can't do that.
I would 100% agree with you. I have had like Apple products my entire life. Other, I mean, like other than like our home HP computer, whatever, desktop computer was not Apple, but like I always had a MacBook. I have an iPhone, iPad, I have AirPods, Apple Watch, like the whole shebang. And at my new job, they are a PC district. I have to learn a whole new operating system. And I've complained about this to Jeremy because I'm like, I hate Outlook. What in the world is Outlook? Like, what the fuck am I looking at? I don't get it. So and my laptop, I will say, like, since I'm a new teacher into the district, they don't give you like a brand new one. They kind of give you whatever is available. And so I kind of have not like a super old one, but not a super new one. And I can tell, like, I'm just kind of like, okay, like, it's a little slow. It doesn't wait, like the battery doesn't last as long, and that's fine. I did, like, I can tell now that I have, I don't want to say like super outdated, but a little outdated technology that I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? So I completely agree.
The last thing I would end on is buy a subscription to Consumer Reports, and that will tell you what you should buy. And it will also help you save money because it will help you find those diamonds in the rough for a good price.
Is that your wrap up?
Yeah.
My wrap up is that it is good for your mental health and a good way to start your day in the morning if you can kind of ease into it. Me personally, I'm not a huge morning person. In my new job, I don't have to be there at the ass crack of dawn. So I get to kind of like, I mean, Jeremy gets up and leaves at the ass crack of dawn, but like I can get up when he's leaving and I can kind of prepare myself mentally. I can get up, I can kind of stretch a little bit, wake up, I can take the dog outside, you know, get him going, get myself fully ready to go, sit, enjoy my breakfast, have a little bit of coffee, and then get in my car to go to school. And I will tell you, like, I think it's just really changed my whole outlook on my day that it's starting out great and I don't feel rushed all the time. So if you're not a morning person, I highly recommend, one, finding a job that doesn't start at the ass crack of dawn, and two, just kind of taking your time in the morning to actually wake up and not rush yourself through it.
So wake up earlier to give yourself time to wake up.
Or find a job that doesn't start at the ass crack of dawn. Whichever one works best for your lifestyle. Brandon.
My wrap up for this week is, you should try to explore the beauty in your own state, wherever that is.
Beautiful.
Or country.
Or country.
Because Matt Dahlman could be listening.
Yeah.
Or, no, if you're outside of...
Don't ever explore
Matt Dahlman, if you're listening and you want to explore, you have to fly back to the States.
If you're in Europe, you have just enough to enjoy there on your own. You just
literally walking to work. I'm sure he sees more culture than like I do driving.
And to any of our international listeners, besides Matt Dahlman, we appreciate you.
Except for Matt Dahlman.
We'll probably cut his name out.
Yeah. Bleep it.
Except for all of our international listeners, except for Matt, we appreciate you. Enjoy the beauty in your own state.
Beautiful. All right. Great Splurgecast, guys.
Thanks for listening to the MariahCast-1.
I love it. Bye. Hey,
I'm the truth, I'm the truth. I could buy it, but it's just a rental. It's not a good investment. Being bad with your money is being good at flexing. They always chasing a bag, I guess they couldn't catch it. They trying to be like me, but it's not a good impression. I used to get on instrumentals just to get it out my mental. I was handing out my demos and they wouldn't check it. They told me I'd never make it, but now they get the message. That's important information, so I wouldn't text it. They want to get a reply, they want screenshots, but they won't get a response, not even three dots. These sheep talk, no lying, they throwing cheap shots. I had to cut some people off, I had to detox. I keep talking in my head, I got deep thoughts. On the steps where me and Navy did the beatbox. Been old school like Reeboks with knee socks. Corbin know I fuck them up when the beat drops. I'm coming back more level-headed.
This show is for entertainment purposes only. Before making any decisions, please consult a professional.